Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining our conference call. I'm here with Wanda Rapaczynski, who is the member of our supervisory board, Dorota Franczyk, who is our CFO, Nina Grabosz, our IR director, and Ula Strych, who is our PR director. I hope that you have our presentation in front of you. It's available on our corporate website, so please go to page 2 of our presentation. Before we start the financial details of our group, which certainly will monopolize this presentation, I would like to draw your attention to several areas which we treat as our successes in the first quarter of this year. First of all, we noted an improvement in our operating results, which is a significant effect of intensive restructuring processes which we undertook last year and in the first quarter of this year. Despite the difficult situation in the advertising market, we reduced our operating costs as much as we could improve our financial results. Secondly, we observed promising results of new projects. I mean our new business line, which we started this quarter. We call it film distribution, with a great success of traffic department in Polish Drogówka. We see growing revenues of our internet bookstore named Publio.pl, and we saw also growing number of paid subscriptions of our digital edition of Gazeta Wyborcza. Now let's move to financial details of the group, which is on the page 3 of our presentation. In the first quarter of 2013, the group noted a decline in revenues of about 7%, which comes from deepening drops in advertising expenditures, continued negative trends in copy sales, and some drops in tickets sold in our cinema network. But on the other hand, we see good results with revenues in our printing publishing services. These revenues grew up by 6.5%, and we are satisfied with that. On the cost side, we have higher dynamics of reductions in operating costs than the reduction in revenues, because the costs are down by 7.5%, and as a result, as I said, we noted better operating results for the first quarter of this year. Our operating EBITDA amounted to almost 26 million and grew by over 17%. As almost half of our revenues come from advertising, let's go to page 4, where we say a few words about the situation on the advertising market in the first quarter of this year. What we see is the weakening economy in the first quarter. You see the results of the GDP in the first quarter, and as it's already clear, it's not the best quarter for the whole economy. So we see the effect of that on the advertising market on its own, on the whole market. And the advertising market was down for the consecutive quarter with the decline of 7.5%. And if you go to specific areas of the advertising market, we see that only internet grew by 7.5%, which is not a double-digit growth as we used to see in the previous quarters or years. And even television is down by 8%, dailies are down by 29%. What was surprising to the whole market was the decline of outdoor advertising, which was down by 17.5%. And due to that fact, we decided to review our estimates for the results of the outdoor advertising market for the whole 2013 year. And today we estimate that this segment will go down by 7 to 10% for the whole year. It is worth underlining that due to the structural changes which we have in our group and the continuous strategy of decreasing our dependence of volatile ad market, structure of revenues has changed, and we say a few words about that on the page 5 of our presentation. We observe growing importance of revenues coming from other sources than advertising or copy sales. If you look at the chart on this page, you could see that if you combine tickets sold, food and beverages in cinemas and film distribution, already today it's over 20% of our revenues. We also see the increasing share of printing services in the total pie of the revenues of the group, and today it's over 17% of the revenues in the group comes from services of printing services for external clients. The structure of the cost certainly changes as well, but what's more important, due to the significant efforts on optimization side of the costs, we see significant drops in the almost all lines of the costs of the group. What you can see is the significant drop in the cost of materials, which comes from mainly from the decreasing volume of our printing production, printing publishing, but also staff costs are lower in the first quarter, which comes from the restructuring measures, including group layoffs finalized in this year. As usually, we will guide you through the results of our businesses, and we start with newspaper business on page 6. In the first quarter of 2013, newspaper segment improved its profitability, even we see the decline in revenues by over 10%, the costs are lower by over 11%. Due to that fact, we, even in the situation of the decline in revenues, we managed to improve our profitability in this segment, which is a good sign that we successfully managed the decline in the revenues with no harm to the profits of the, of this business. We also see what you can see is that the revenues coming from copy sales are down by 10%, which is lower than the decline in the number of copies sold. That comes also from the fact that we increased the price of Gazeta Wyborcza at the beginning of this year, so the negative effect of the decline in number of copies sold is offset by the increases of the price. If you look at the costs, cost of materials are lower by almost 19%, and staff costs are lower by 14.5%. What we believe is the future of the press will go to online. We put a lot of effort on digitalization of our content, and we observe the increases in the number of paid subscriptions for our publications. iPad application of Gazeta Wyborcza is in top 5 grossing applications in Polish App Store, and we see the growing number of paid digital subscriptions of Gazeta Wyborcza. Our second biggest segment, meaning cinema, is presented on next slides. In the first quarter, the number of cinema tickets sold in Poland decreased. In our business, the decrease is not as significant in the market as a whole, and I will tell you a few words about it on next slides. But what we can see that even though we have the decline in the revenues coming from tickets sold, total revenues for this segment of our business is growing. That comes mainly from other sources of new businesses which we started this quarter. I mean film distribution, with great success of the first project of our new business, Drogówka, with almost 1 million tickets sold. Certainly this kind of business is a kind of a portfolio business, so you can't expect that every project will be as successful as Drogówka, but we have a few new projects in our pipeline. We will be the distributor and co-producer of Ambasada by Juliusz Machurski and Papusza by Joanna and Krzysztof Krause. Even though the number of tickets in the first quarter was lower than in the first quarter of 2012, in Helios, the decline is smaller than in the whole market, because in the whole market the number of tickets sold decreased by 8.5%. And our better performance comes certainly from increasing our network. We opened 7 new cinemas in 2012. But that's not coming only from that. We are simply doing not worse than the whole market in other areas. As a result of the development, the cinema network in our group consists of 30 modern multi-screen cinemas, with over 160 screens in 27 cities. We will continue the expansion of our network. For this year, we plan 4 new openings. Certainly, some of them are planned at the end of the year, so we can expect some movements maybe to the beginning of next year, but these changes are not significant. If we go to page 9, we present our outdoor business. As I said, whole market was surprised with decline of the outdoor advertising market, which is down by 17.5 in the first quarter. But what's positive for us, the decline in our revenues in IMS, in our business, is smaller than for the whole market, so we increased our share in the market by 3 percentage points. We control the costs, so the results of the business in our hands, so that's not bad. The better performance of the revenues for this business comes mainly from the successes of our non-starter campaigns in city light panels. The segment of outdoor panels becomes more and more important. As you know, we put a lot of effort on increasing our position in this segment, and even our market share in the segment is increasing, not only due to the fact that we are the leader in the market, but also we are still presenting non-standard offers for our advertising clients, and that makes us being able to increase the revenues coming from the system. If we go to page 10, we present the situation in our internet segment. And despite the drop in total revenues in the first quarter of 2013 by 2.7%, we managed to improve our operating results in the internet segment. That comes mainly from the optimization on our cost side. We reduced the employment, so the costs, the staff costs are lower. We reviewed our strategy for advertising campaigns, and we reviewed the projects carried out in the segment, putting much more focus on the projects which we believe have higher future value for the group. Effective monetization of our reach in the internet comes from our strategy that we want to be number 2 or 3 within portals, and today we are number 2 or 3 portal in Poland, if you go to page 11, because we are still competing with Virtualna, and the difference between us and Virtualna Polska is not significant, so we are number 2 or 3. Currently, we are, in our opinion, we are monetizing our position very well. Then, and it can be proved by the fact that our revenues coming from display ad sales increased by 1%, and we estimate that the whole market in this segment of internet advertising is down by 2%. We will further strengthen our position in order to earn more money on display advertising and to get more options for other online advertising forms, and we also use this reach for launching new projects in internet. You can imagine that once you get good reach with homepage of portal, you can experiment and promote new projects quite easily. If we go to page 12, it's our next business, meaning radio, and one thing which should be underlined here is the improvement of operating results of radio segment. In the first quarter, the dynamics in drop of ad revenues were in line with the whole market, whole radio ad market. And as a result of operating cost reduction, mainly in promotion and other costs, we managed to improve our financial results. One thing should be noted that some of the campaigns were shifted, so maybe you will see the impact on incoming quarters for this segment. We improve our audience in the radio market, and we put a lot of attention to the development of our digital presence with radio business. Our main focus is on our digital radio platform Tuba FM, which is available on Samsung tablets since February this year, and our application of Tuba FM is available on TV sets produced by Toshiba and Philips TV. Our review of our businesses is finished with magazine segment, which improved its results even that they faced the decline in revenues by 25%. What you can see is a significant cost reduction because the costs are lower by over 30%. That comes mainly from the drop in materials and energy, certainly related to the volume of number of publications, but we also have a significant drop in staff costs as a result of our restructuring program, about which you are aware from our presentations of last year. What we would like to say that also this segment is developing its digital offer. We have strong brands with good content, and we will put a lot of attention to utilize it better for revenues coming next quarters. What you can see is that we are also reviewing our portfolio of our magazines. We announced the sale of Poradnik Domowy this quarter, last quarter, and this transaction will also be seen in the drop of revenues and costs in coming months. So please bear it in mind with your analysis of the future for this segment of our group. And as at the end of our presentation, we summarize the main topics of the presentation. What we would like to say is that we, as other media companies, operate in currently difficult market conditions coming from crisis on the advertising market and on the global trends of consumers moving to traditional media, from the traditional media to online. And we are still working on how to make people pay for the content online. It's not our issue; it's the whole issue for the whole industry. We hope that people will be ready to pay for quality content where we are the leader. Seeing that in the environment, we are taking certain actions to adapt to the situation. Here you can certainly see our optimization of our cost base. We have certain organizational changes in order to adapt to the market issues. But we also put a lot of attention on our organic growth. As I said, we will open new multi-screen cinemas this year. We are launching new projects, including film distribution, participating in selectively in projects for film production. We develop our internet bookstore, Pablo PL, and as you know, we decided to participate in the tender for the license of one of the TV channels on the digital terrestrial multiplex. Based on that, we don't change our objectives for this year. As presented in the presentation for the fourth quarter, we will accelerate our media digital transformation, develop our businesses, adapt our structure to the challenges of the market, invest in the organic growth, and put a lot of attention to maintain the financial discipline as not to lose what we managed to get with the difficult processes undertook last year. So that's the end of our presentation. We are ready to take your questions. Thank you.